Welcome. Friday morning, Evan Bray. Great to have you here. All ready for the weekend? There's so many different things going on this weekend that it's busy for everybody. I walk down the hallway here, coming down to the studio at the radio station, bump into eight people, and everybody's doing something a little bit different. Some of them are headed to Craven. Everybody's got, of course, Ryder Green on. A couple of the Obsidian Green jerseys in the station here today, getting ready for the game tonight. We've been talking lots about free fishing weekend. I think there's a number of people that are hoping to get a good weekend at the cabin. And I threw this out to you because we've got Jason Mattity on the show later this morning, a little bit closer to lunch. What is your go-to fishing spot in the province? Are you one? I mean, I grew up in the southern part of the province, and I know the fishing doesn't even really compare. There's some good spots, but northern Saskatchewan fishing, a lot different than southern Saskatchewan fishing. I've been on fishing trips in the north where every time you drop your hook in the water, you're pulling a fish out, whereas in the south, sometimes it's a long, patient day to be able to pull one into the boat. But I'm curious to know your fishing tips, so for the next, I was going to say hour, but really we could do it for the next couple of hours. We got Bugs and Hugs coming up at 10 o'clock, so we can talk fishing tips, weave it in through the conversations we have. Best spot to fish, the hook you use, the technique, what's your bait of choice? Share your secrets with this guy who is, I'm going to say interested in fishing, but I'm not an expert. My dad loved to fish. And now, of course, I'm wishing I lost my dad back in 2011. I'm wishing I'd have spent more time learning some of the techniques from him. We'd be out in the boat and we'd end up chatting about 1,000 things. And I didn't really pay attention. My early days, he'd throw the hook on for me and, you know, give me some tips and stuff. But of course, as a kid, you don't pay attention to that stuff as much as I wish I would have. So anything you give me is going to help me this weekend as we are headed out to the lake. The other thing that I know is on top of people's minds today, and I'm curious to know how you've been impacted by this. Late yesterday, we found out that Donald Trump announced the United States is going to be charging a 35% tariff on Canadian imports starting August 1st. Now, think back to when the first news of tariffs broke. Not long after Donald Trump's elected president, news breaks that Donald Trump is interested in tariffs. He thinks it's a great way to, even the trade inequities that exist between various countries and the states. And of course, he had a sight set on both Canada and Mexico in the early days. And I mean, it was met with absolute panic. Business leaders, people that are in corporations, people that are involved in different business sectors, everyday people worrying about what the retaliation was going to look like by the country and how that was going to impact us. Because, of course, I think there's a general recognition. We've all grown to get an education in what tariffs are and how they work. We know that American tariffs tend to impact American consumers more than Canadian. However, there can be an impact on the industries that are being targeted. So the softwood lumber industry, the auto industry, we certainly have talked about canola tariffs. That's not the U.S., that's China. But nonetheless, tariffs can impact industries for sure. From a frontline consumer standpoint, they tend to impact the United States more than us. So when it comes out last night and the letter has been posted online, Donald Trump sends a letter to Prime Minister Mark Carney, basically saying starting August the 1st, you're going to be paying a 35% tariff, or we will be charging a 35% tariff on Canadian imports. Have you become numb? Have you become numb to this whole tariff notion? And I'm asking you because I have. I read that headline just before supper last night, and I'm, of course, always thinking about what we're going to be talking about. What are the topical things going on that we'll be talking about here on the show? And I read the tariff headline, and I kind of went, eh. I instantly felt bad. I'm thinking 35% tariffs. I mean, can it have an adverse impact on our economy? It absolutely could. But the problem is we've seen these tariffs come and go so many times now, right? How many times I can't even begin to think that I could sit here and walk you through systematically the roller coaster we've been on with the United States and tariffs and deadlines that have come and gone and been extended. And then the tariff is imposed and then it's retracted. And then there's a carve out for certain segments of different sectors of the economy. So I read this news and I'm kind of like, nah, I don't know. I don't know if it's something that I'm really that worked up about. August 1st is a few weeks away. Of course, we're hearing Mark Carney say that they are working towards some sort of a trade deal. But are you like me? Are you kind of numb to the tariff thing? Or does this right away get you worked up and worried? Phone lines are open, by the way. It's open lines right until 10 o'clock this morning. And then we go into Bugs and Hugs. So essentially, the next couple of hours are for you. 1-877-332-8255. I know texts are streaming in. Dean sends a text and says, Evan, a good fisherman will never tell you where the best spot is. I knew that. I joked a bit about that yesterday. I said, if you're willing to share your fishing hole, knowing that no one wants to see tomorrow when they get out there, 8 boats sitting at the spot that they've just given, but I will take anything you've got on that. Anyway, back to Trump. What do you think? Now, the tariffs were in the news earlier this week because he threw out the fact that he was looking at tariffs or is coming forward with tariffs on copper and pharmaceuticals. A couple of pretty big industries that will absolutely have an impact on Canada. United States imposing a 50% tariff on copper imports, a 200% tariff on pharmaceuticals. Canada is actually a trusted supplier of copper to the U.S. economy, exporting about $4.5 billion to our neighbors to the south. That was 2023 data. We represent 1% of the world's total copper reserves. That's according to Natural Resources Canada. So, you know, we're not a big player in the copper game, 1% of the world's total copper reserves. But Canadian mines produced over 500,000 tons of copper, in concentrate at least, with nearly half coming from BC. So $9.4 billion economic benefit. United States is our biggest trading partner for copper. 52% of our copper goes to the States, and then China at 17, Japan at 12, and then a few others. So we have that. Then the 200% tariff on pharmaceutical imports. The largest impact, of course, will be on American consumers of drugs and medicine. But, of course, we know any tariffs on Canadian pharmaceuticals will raise costs significantly for Americans. But it could have an impact on the companies that they work with here. $3 billion in U.S. pharmaceuticals depend on Canadian manufacturing. So 25% tariff adds $750 million in costs. So you can imagine 200% tariffs of what that will do to the cost of pharmaceuticals. Donald Trump's hoping it drives business to the States. So I'm going to go back to my original question. Are you a person that has become desensitized to the Trump tariffs? Do you hear the news that Donald Trump now is looking at 35% tariffs on all Canadian exports to the States as of August 1st and get stressed out about it? Or is it just kind of a shrug of the shoulders? 1-877-332-8255. Lots of people. Bobby, who's my friend, likes to text into the show. Not a Donald Trump fan. Bobby's made that clear over the last number of months. Big mouth trash is just that. So Bobby doesn't put a lot of credence in what Donald Trump says. But other people are texting in. Norm, for example, from Saskatoon saying, yeah, I completely agree with you, Evan. When we first heard about tariffs, my coffee row group, says Norm, would sit around and talk for 1 hour about Donald Trump and the tariffs. I'm on my way to coffee row this morning, and I can guarantee you this will come up, but it's not going to monopolize the conversation. We'll probably talk more about the riders than we will Donald Trump. 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are open. Are you numb to the tariff talk? Does this confirm something for you that you thought all along about Donald Trump? Or is this just kind of, it's another blip on the long story that is not yet completed about the trade relationship between Canada and the States? Take your thoughts on that. take your fishing tips if you want to give those. We got anything we can talk about. The phone lines are officially open here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Just give it away. Just give it away. There ain't nothing in this house worth fighting over.
Freshly opened envelope on the desk of Mark Carney, addressed to the Canadian Prime Minister from U.S. President Trump, saying, let it be known, 35% tariffs will be hitting all Canadian exports to the States as of August 1st. Now, don't forget, we've got CUSMA in place, the Canadian-U.S.-Mexico trade agreement, which most of the tariff talk has been saying it will be imposed on the things that are outside of that agreement. So there are a number of things covered under the agreement that will not be victim to the 35% tariff. So there is that. But it's more about the reaction to it. Last night, I saw this on my phone. I flipped through just before supper. I saw breaking news on my phone. Donald Trump just announced 35% tariffs on Canada as of August 1st. And my reaction was a lot different than it would have been 3 months, 4 months ago. Because back then, I mean, we were in that, remember, we got the delay. We had the day that was set out in February. It was supposed to happen. They delay it for 30 days to give them time to work things out and for Canada to enforce the border. By the way, in the letter, Donald Trump is still saying this is related to the uncontrolled fentanyl that is pouring into the United States, which we know is crazy. I mean, we're not going to say that it's not crossing into the border, but there was actually just a very recent, the Manhattan Institute did a report, found that large Canadian border seizures, relatively rare, 1% of fentanyl pills, capsules, or tablets seized coming from Canada that are found into the United States. So, I mean, Canada's not the problem. We've established that. Doesn't mean we should be complacent. Doesn't mean we shouldn't be working to tighten the border. It doesn't mean that it shouldn't be a priority to keep us safe. That's all part of it, for sure. But how are you feeling about the Trump tariffs? Are you numb to it? I want to start with Perry and Osler. How's it going today, this Friday, Perry?
Oh, good. A beautiful summer day.
Yeah.
Feels like Christmas time. Tariffs. Thank goodness. The first thing Trudeau did was artificially run our dollar down. And he ran it down into the 70 cents. And that is no good for you and me and everybody. It costs us 35% more for heating our homes, for our gas, for our cars, and it just goes down the list. And somebody needed to tackle this. And this free trade agreement is just about due to expire. So this is serious. Plus, his own court system drug him into court over, can he do these tariffs? And the Supreme Court gave him the green light. Yes, he can. So this is serious. And he's just not going to let up. And our dollar should not be 70 cents. Every caller, when they say, get mad at Trump, their thinking's backwards. We should be mad at our own government for running our dollar, doing such a poor job that our dollar is 70 cents.
Do you think there's a correlation, Perry, the 35% tariff and kind of the discrepancy between our dollar and the U.S. dollar?
Yes. Soon as we made that trade deal years ago, then you run your dollar down and you make out like bandits on the trade deal. So they do it on purpose.
All right. Well, I'm always happy to hear your thoughts, Perry. Thanks for calling in. 1-877-332-8255. From Perry to Terry at Buffalo Pound. Raining in Buffalo Pound this morning, or is it clear, Terry?
No, I don't have a rain gauge open. We got a good dump last night, and when I left at 8 o'clock, it was still raining.
Yeah, I heard that there was a system that kind of moved through that general area, reports through Regina as well, so... That's yep. Moisture is never going to get turned away, right?
Nope. I'd rather have this than fires every first.
So what are your thoughts on the Donald Trump thing we hear this morning, 35% tariffs as of August 1st? Has this got your attention again, or are you, I mean, I've said I've kind of become desensitized to it. How about you?
Yeah, I'm much like you, Evan. It's Trump being Trump. And what it boils down to is he manufactures chaos, he manipulates it to his advantage. And I guarantee you what's going on now, because if you listen to his earlier statements, how he hated Freeland. Well, that's because she had it in his office when it came to Kuzma. And then he was friends with Carney, and then all of a sudden, now he doesn't like Carney because Carney's not going down on bended knee and kissing his golden ring.
Mm.
So what he's doing here is he's using, when he's not getting his way, he threatens tariffs. And if every country in the world told him to shove it and tariff crap out of us, watch the U.S. go into turmoil, and then Trump will be done.
Well, it's interesting to watch. Of course, the markets fluctuate every time a new talk of tariffs come in. We see an impact on the markets as well. And I'm a guy who, if you've been listening to the show over the last few months especially, you'll know I'm not a guy saying Trump's all bad. We can go down the wormhole of the list of pros and cons. There are things Donald Trump has done that woke Canada up, that got Canada focused on things that we probably should have been focused on for a long time, maybe brought some priorities back into the forefront in front of the windshield instead of the rearview mirror for Canadian politicians. So there has been some things that have happened in our country as a result of Donald Trump and his actions that haven't been bad. I just have seen now so many times how these tariffs will, they pop up. As Terry, I think, said, the goalposts move a bit. Yeah, I don't know. When I saw the news last night, it just did not send me into a tailspin. Jason Regina said, honestly, I agree with you, Evan. I don't care as much anymore because he simply flip-flops so much. He changes his mind by the day. No one even knows what's going on. We may not even get these tariffs put on Canadian exports. Kirk in North Battleford, definitely insensitive to it now. It's kind of like the boy who cried wolf situation. Dylan says it doesn't matter and only like 6% of Canadian items will be targeted because of Kuzma items being exempt. Also, Trump is so deep into dementia, I'm not even sure he knows what direction Canada is. Dylan in Saskatoon with an opinion and a little bit of bias there about Donald Trump. 1-877-332-8255. Now, Cameron in Regina says, I would say we should be very concerned about Trump's next tariff move. We should know by now to expect the unexpected. With him and becoming complacent would be a huge mistake. Canada's unemployment rate is hovering around 7%. U.S. just above 4%. Their economy can absorb a lot more adversity than ours. We could face a catastrophic economic downturn if we're not proactive. I actually noticed the text here from Mike in Yorkton. If Carney retaliates to the U.S. tariffs by imposing, say, 25% on all recreational equipment, every RV dealer, boat dealer, quad dealer will have massive layoffs and closures within a month. I mean, that is, of course, the follow-up to this, is what is the Canadian reaction to this? Is there counter tariffs? Because don't forget, in this letter that U.S. President Trump wrote, he says, if you decide to do counter tariffs, we're going to sock it to you worse. We're basically going to add that on to the 35%. So clearly he's foreshadowing what he thinks could happen there. Let's take another break. We'll come back. More on this thought. Your feelings on this latest tariff announcement by Donald Trump. Have you kind of become a little bit desensitized to the whole topic? 1-877-332-8255. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Yeah, the tariff wheel is going round and round. We're doing it again. Donald Trump makes the announcement last night, 35% tariff on Canadian exports to the States as of August 1st. And he, in his letter to Mark Carney, basically says it's until you get this fentanyl thing under control. So he's back to the fentanyl. The text line has been nonstop on the fentanyl thing. People saying, well, Gary, for example, in Saskatoon says, anytime I go into the States at land crossings and I'm taking items into the States, it was always inspected by U.S. officials. So how is it that fentanyl making its way into the States is the fault of Canadians at the border. Kelly writes, Why are people so reluctant to call Donald Trump out for being the liar he is? The fentanyl confiscated by the U.S. at the northern border was 1% of the total intercepted. And that's the report I just read to you. They just actually did an updated report on this, and that was the Manhattan Institute that did this report. And it was just done on July the 1st and shows exactly that number, 1%. So, yeah, not a state of emergency, never was. And Kelly goes on to say this is simply bully tactics by a lying narcissist. Now, some people, Ken, for example, in Arcola, I'm going to guess that last text I read is what he's referring to. He says, anytime I listen to the liberals or the anti-Trumpers that come on this show or on social media that say we don't need the U.S., so what difference is a 35% tariff going to make? Canada is too busy digging its own grave to worry about tariffs, says Ken in Arcola. Calvin in Saskatoon says, if I was Mark Carney, I'd just send a message to Trump back and say, okay, sounds good. One of those, you know, those simple short texts you get, no exclamation point, no emoji, just, okay, sounds good. Gary in Saskatoon, time for Doug Ford to once again threaten to cut off electricity going into the United States. I got a kick out of this text, Troy in Vanguard. Who knew Pamela Anderson's movie Barbed Wire was an actual window into the future of the United States? How many people could say they saw Barbed Wire? Oh, Frank put his hand up. Okay, so two of us standing here saw that movie. Yeah, thanks for that text, Troy. Sheldon, with his text here, says, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens. Trump is hitting Ontario with steel and auto workers, Quebec, aluminum and copper, and is going after dairy. He's basically staying out of the West. So let's see how far the feds will go to protect the voter base in the East. That's a fair point, Sheldon. Thanks for the text. 1-877-332-8255. Some people are wanting counter tariffs. Julian from Regina wants counter tariffs of the same amount imposed. There's a number of people kind of just going back on that, back and forth as well. 1-877-332-8255. What do you think? I mean, the question that I asked off the start is, have you become numb to the tariffs? Because I can clearly tell you last night when I read the news, it was touted as breaking news. When I read the news, I don't want to say I don't care because I absolutely care. But what I've come to realize is the likelihood of them going through as planned forevermore on August 1st is quite low because we're seeing them constantly change the goalpost move. Okay, we're going to give a 30-day extension. Oh, talks are going well with Canada. You know, there's been the back and forth so much over the last number of months that someone said on the text line, it's like the boy who cried wolf. That's what it feels like to me. Now, I mentioned earlier that we see the markets fluctuating big time. We've seen this over the last number of months, and some people will say it's been good. It's driven people to the stock market. It's caused investors to basically jump on the sales, and I'll put that in quote, that are happening. And I've got James on the line out of Saskatoon. James, that's what you're thinking. You're thinking this whole thing is about the markets.
Well, definitely. I think you have to step back and look at the situation. Anybody with 34 convictions has what any cop would call a criminal mind. Their whole MO is directed towards criminal intent. Here, every time that you have an announcement, it affects the market. So the best way to manipulate the markets is to put a tariff on.
Right.
Market dropped. Tariff off, market recovers, and that's what he's doing. He's doing it almost every week,
mm-hmm.
And that's why the tariffs are a scam. The Americans are paying the tariffs. We're not paying. No country's paying tariffs,
right.
So it's ridiculous.
The importers are paying them and then passing them on to the consumers in the States, essentially.
It's a hidden tax, and the biggest ripoff for Americans is that they are not getting a tax credit. When they file the returns, they don't get a tax credit for all that tax, that hidden tax they paid. So it's a huge ripoff,
mm-hmm.
And the billions of dollars for Americans. So he's destroying their own economy.
Mm-hmm. It's the market manipulation piece, James. astute comment for sure. I've read a few articles on that over the last few weeks. I think there's a lot to that. It's about keeping yourself in the news and keeping yourself on the front page or the first couple of pages anyway of the paper in a way that you become the lead story and you are driving some of the, I mean, one of the things too, and I want to grab Peter's call here in Moose Jaw, because where Peter's going to go is another point that it's been said by analysts, it's been said by Trump himself quite clearly that he has a goal when it comes to these tariffs. Peter, go ahead and remind us where he's going.
Evan, I'm going to go through some facts here, and I want people to listen to these, okay?
Okay.
25% of the world economy exists within the United States, still the largest economy in the world. They have the largest middle class with the most disposable income. And these people are generally not savers. They're buyers. They buy everything that they want. They have whims that they love to buy. So no one's leaving that market. No one wants to leave that market. They can say all they want that all the countries in the world are going to go home and noise. That's BS. That's what my dad would call it, HS, too. So everybody wants to be in that market, and everybody wants to be there. I don't care who you are. You want access to that U.S. market because no other market in the world is that lucrative. Okay?
Yep.
Now, going tariff for tariff with Donald Trump is a losing game. Mark Carney has thankfully understood that. You do not impose counter tariffs on Donald Trump. You do not anger him. He has got a mission. His mission is, and we knew this was going to happen before this even happened, he wants to bring manufacturing back to the United States. Now, what tariffs do is that yes, they will impact the U.S. consumer only if the U.S. consumer chooses to purchase the increased-priced tariffed goods.
True.
He's saying, you come to the United States and you manufacture your product, there's no tariff. That makes that non-tariff product more attractive to the other people. That is why tariffs are being levied. They are duties on goods. They are not a hidden tax. They do not hit the United States consumer if the United States consumer chooses not to purchase the increased priced tariffed goods from outsiders. That's what's happening.
Everything you've said, Peter, is bang on. I mean, I've talked with economists that will say most people have choices when it comes to tariffs because it's the decision you make, whether it's at the store, what you're picking off the shelf. Do you think, Peter, before I let you go, do you think that this strategy by the United States, by Donald Trump, will be successful in driving manufacturing into the States?
Listen, Evan, he is trying to fix 30, I don't even know, maybe longer, trade deals that the United States has signed that were terrible. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat, you are signing deals and letting China get away with absolute, you know, larceny. They were stealing jobs. They ruined manufacturing industries in the United States. The southern part of the United States is full of empty factories because they let cheap Chinese goods come in with no consequences. They just let them dump them into the United States, and these people are out of work. Why do you think they voted for Donald Trump? Because they have no manufacturing jobs, right? They bring in these car companies, and they say, well, bring in the car company, but it's an assembly plant. It is not a manufacturing plant. This is what he wants. He sees the golden age of manufacturing when he was a young man in the 50s and 60s where America was pumping out vehicles and pushing out a bunch of products and selling them to the world. That's what he wants. Now, is it possible in this new global environment where everything's interconnected and all supply chains intersect? I don't know. I think he can't do it that quickly. He's only got 4 years, and he's going fast as a high speed train,
yeah.
And that's why it's hitting the markets and hitting people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it can be done in 4 years, but I understand what he is doing.
Right, Peter. This has been a great call. I loved listening to your thoughts and your theories. You make a lot of great sense and bring up points that we've talked about many times on this show with different guests, different economists that we brought on. Appreciate you calling in 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are open. Text lines are open as well. Lots of people still texting in and weighing in on what's been going on here with Donald Trump. Lots of people calling into question the whole fentanyl thing still at the border. Carney should tariff 50% on all energy going into the United States until they stop the illegal guns coming into Canada. Mm-hmm. Thanks for that. 1-877-332-8255. It's funny because I've got a mixture of texts. I've got some coming in on Trump, but then I've also got some coming in on fishing tips. Because remember, we threw out, it's free fishing weekend this weekend, and I'm looking for your best fishing tips. It could be the must go to spot to catch fish, might be your hook you use, the bait you use, the technique. We'll try and get to some of those as well during open lines here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Can I kick it? Can I kick it? Can I kick it?
All right, Frank, nothing wrong with a little Tribe Called Quest on a Friday morning. Evan Bray, great to have you here. So there's been a couple of texts saying Barbed Wire is, it's a Pamela Anderson movie from the mid-90s, but maybe a great comparison for what's going on right now. Other people are saying, you know what, the movie Idiocracy is much better. Dylan is saying that. I got a text here, Corey in Lampman, saying Idiocracy. Who knew that it would be true? We were just chatting about that off air as well. 1-877-332-8255. So free fishing weekend this weekend. And Roy from Melfort sends a text in that I think is absolutely a great reminder that while we're talking about free fishing weekend, let's not forget to send our positive thoughts to the cabin community in one of the best fishing locations in northern Saskatchewan, Lac La Plonge Resort Community. Absolutely in the thick of the fires that are going on there. And when we think about fishing in the province, so much of the great fishing options that we have are in those northern regions that are right now ravaged by wildfires. So definitely sending our thoughts out to them. I threw out, you know, what is your tip? And I've said this before, I actually enjoy fishing, but I'm not great. I can't say that I've, picked up all of the great tips that my dad, I wish I would have paid more attention, of course. That's one of my regrets because my dad loved to fish. He was ice fish in the winter, but he loved to just, whether it be from the shore or we had just a small little, I think it was like a 14 or 15 foot boat that was pretty plain, but we spent a lot of time out there fishing. But I remember what dad would like to do is he would take a tinfoil plate. He would put an old piece of steak in it, like usually one of the ones freezer burnt at the bottom of the freezer that you're probably not going to enjoy anyway. Let it thaw out, put it in the tinfoil plate, fold it over, punch a hole in it, tie a rope to it, and throw it out into the middle of the dugout and just let it sit there for a day. Then he would pull it in just before the weekend, open it up. The steak is covered in leeches. And there you go. There's your fish bait. He used to do that all the time, which was also a good reminder, don't swim in the dugout. But nonetheless, that was one of the things. So I've often thought, of course, since I moved off the farm, it's not something I've done. I'm like many people going to a store and buying bait if I need it. But what is your tip? I said earlier, Dean in Regina said, come on, Evan, a good fisherman never tells where the best spot is. Kim says, check out the fishing geeks at Sandy Shores on Lake Diefenbaker. They show you the best spots, the techniques. They create some great memories for you and your family. No, I'm not an owner, so no shame in this plug, says Kim at Sandy Shores. Jace says, come on, Evan, I'm not going to give out my special spot, but I will tell you I get a lot of success from the old Five of Diamonds, which, as a proud Abernethian, Abernethy, Saskatchewan is the home of Len Thompson. Did you know that? Len Thompson, who created, I mean, they've moved the... I think it's now the Palliser Thompson Bait Company is what it's called. It's moved to Lacombe, Alberta. But Len Thompson created his first fishing lure, the spoon shape, and of course, some of those iconic designs, including the yellow fishing lure with the five red diamonds on it, the Five of Diamonds. That was created in Abernethy, Saskatchewan. They have a huge, like the world's biggest fishing hook outside of their plant in Lacombe, Alberta. I am still lobbying to try and get a replica, just a little bit smaller, of that fishing hook put outside the town of Abernethy or the village of Abernethy, because it's one of the claims to fame. The Len Thompson Five of Diamonds. Find me an old tackle box that's been sitting in the shed and rusted up over the years that doesn't have a five of diamonds in it. In this province, I think you're hard-pressed not to find one of those. Okay, 1-877-332-8255 is the phone number. As we finish up open lines, we really are just transitioning into Bugs and Hugs every Friday, 10 o'clock. We open up the phone lines for an hour. Now, we don't have to talk about Trump. We don't have to talk about fishing. I'm happy to talk about whatever you would like. It is your time on the radio. Bugs and Hugs. What's bugging you? Might seem simple, but you know what? You never know. The same thing could be bugging someone else, and I would love to hear from you. Phone lines are open. 980 CJME, 650 CKOM.